Hi, this is Heidi Ray, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
This road got me running, one fire to another. No time for lovers and slow drives. I'm knee deep in the struggle, and I ain't afraid of the hustle, but I'm worried about what I'm missing in the meantime. It don't make sense to trade life for a living. Don't want to waste another God-given minute. I just want to be
Anyway, I've just arrived in Nashville, a little bit tired, but first interview straight away, a new girl I've just met, Heidi Ray.
Hi, Lee. Welcome to Nashville.
Thank you so much. Now, I've got in my hands a very hot EP, which has not even been released yet.
You are one of the first to hold this.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. And you've signed it. So that's great. The new single called Worth a Shot.
Worth a Shot, wrote it with a writer over at Word Warner, Justin Ebach, and went out to radio a couple months ago.
Good. So are you from Nashville?
I am not. I've been here 7 years, so I am starting to consider myself a Nashville native. I kind of moved here before it exploded and got all crazy, but I am originally from British Columbia.
Where's the interest in country music come from?
I grew up in, like, cowboy country, northern British Columbia, like the cowboy preacher, everyone lived on a farm type. You know, up until I was about 13, I didn't know that there was another genre aside from country music. It was either country or western. Those were our choices. And so that's all I've ever known, and that's all I've ever done.
So are you regularly performing? Have you got your own band?
Yes, I do. I mean, I started singing in church when I was about 3, and so performing is something I've just always done, but started doing professionally as a teenager, and yeah, just regularly touring now, focusing on promoting the new EP and getting it out there and seeing as many fans as I can.
That's great. So are you performing at the CMA Fest?
I am. I have a couple live shows and a couple signing opportunities, so it'll be a good little week here.
Is this your first year?
I have played for the last 2 years. I have played downtown, but this will be my first year signing at a booth.
That's wonderful, exciting.
Yes, very excited for it.
And it's lovely because I've taken artists before in there to sign, and the fans are just, they want to meet the new people, they want to speak to them, and they queue up, and it's just a lot of fun.
Absolutely, that's the the amazing thing about CMA Fest is that they truly are fans. They want to be your fan. They want to like you. They want to seek out the new up-and-coming acts. And so it's just, it's a great opportunity, and I'm just so grateful to be here.
So what's influence have you got to be where you are now? What artists have you followed or modeled yourselves on?
I mean, I'm probably George Strait's biggest fan ever. I just grew up loving him and wanting to sing like him and be like him. I know it's a weird thing for a little girl to think, but I love George Strait so much. But I think influencing me as an artist and a songwriter, I'd say the Dixie Chicks, Shania Twain. You know, I'm just a huge fan of 90s country. Love it.
The best. I think that's still the best period.
I agree.
So your style is like that, or is it today's modern country?
People have been calling it quirky country. It's very much traditional in the sense that it does sound very 90s country. However, it sounds commercial, so it is modernized, but, you know, especially melodically, very 90s, I'd say. And, you know, we kept it pretty country. There's, you know, everything is a real instrument, the odd loop, but, you know, it's fiddle, banjo, mandolin, dobro. You know, we've got the good old country instruments on the record.
Great. Pick me another song now from the EP.
I really like Junkyard. It's kind of, you know, I wrote it true to what I'm going through these days. It's about how dating today is kind of difficult because of things like Tinder and, you know, social media has kind of ruined, you know, the face-to-face thing of dating. And, you know, it's kind of like going to the dump and looking around to see what's left over. And so therefore came Junkyard.
That's a sad. Where did the romance go?
Kind of. I mean, it's a funny song. It's definitely tongue-in-cheek. So if you have a sense of humor and you're a fan of sarcasm, then this would be your song.
Well, let's play it now.
Hi, this is Heidi Ray, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You look too good. You say all the right things. You got a big job, got it all, and you're into me. You seem like a 10, and you might be a 2. And Anna had a pickup, so tell me what's wrong with you. What you got in the junkyard? You're just a little rusty, broken down, busted. Too many. Is there
that was Junkyard. That was good fun. Heidi Ray, our special guest. I'm looking on the EP cover, and it's Harlan Howard Records, a great songwriter. So how did all that happen?
That was one of those meant-to-be things. I had recently come from my writing deal. I was actually writing over at a company called Muy Bueno Songs, which is George Strait's company, and I was in between deals. I had just left there and was looking for a new home on Music Row. And, you know, I had made a lot of phone calls, knocked on a lot of doors, handed out a lot of demos, and, you know, it's a hard time for a songwriter these days. And so, you know, I was feeling a little frustrated, and a friend of mine had mentioned that Harlan Howard Songs was, you know, maybe potentially looking for a new writer. So I called them up, and they weren't overly eager, so left a message, didn't hear back. Called again, left a message, didn't hear back. About the third or fourth time, they reluctantly called me and said that they'd let me come in and play, you know, two or three songs. And those two or three songs led to about 30 songs. And what should have been a 10-minute meeting was a three-hour meeting. And, you know, we started working together the next morning. So it was kind of a meant-to-be meeting, and that was in July of 2015, so we're coming up on 2 years, and it's been 2 years of craziness, and I love it.
Well, Heidi, I wish you all the best for the future. Like to see you in Europe sometime. That would be good.
I would love to. I have played in Switzerland and Ireland, haven't made it to the UK yet, but that is definitely on my to-do list.
One more song from the EP.
We Ain't Friends is a song I wrote by myself. It's the only, I wrote all five tracks or co-wrote them, but We Ain't Friends is something I wrote by myself. Kind of feeling sorry for myself one rainy Friday night, recently broke up with a boy, and just kind of wrote about how our breakup happened, and it's called We Ain't Friends.
Well done. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, this is Heidi Ray, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
The real thing. Then I saw a side of you I didn't like, and it threw me back running. I couldn't stay and be the girl you play your cold-hearted games with. It hurt to end, but not as bad as when you said, let's just be friends. 'Cause friends don't stay up all night long. They don't hold you like they won't let go and tell you that you're beautiful. All the things that you once did. Now we ain't friends. You said some things you didn't mean, and that's something I can't fix. You didn't even try. Apologize like you didn't feel.